This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now remember, we're always looking for new affiliate radio stations.
Right now, we're letting stations run it for free.
If your radio station would like to run Rock School, call KSLU at 985-549-2330 and ask for Todd.
He'll know what to do.
You bet. Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Where are we going with this relationship?
It's not you, it's me.
I don't know. Please, I've met someone else.
And Chad P. Wow,
yeah. My nickname in college.
Oh, yeah, sure it was.
You don't know.
Class is in.
This is Rock School, otherwise known as Joe and Chad, giving the impression they know what they're doing.
Fooled you.
My name is Joe Burns. I'm a professor. Who are you?
I'm Chad P.
Yes, let's get into this. This is show number 2 of the 100 greatest guitar riffs of all time. According to...
us.
Me. Him. Us. We. The two of us. The two guys sitting right here giving the impression we know what we're doing. Now, if you missed last week's show, that was number 100 all the way through number 50, and you can go to the website and you can listen to that show, or you can download it on iTunes. But if you want the website, Mr. Chad.
It's KSLU.org, and there is a chalkboard on the right-hand side that says Rock School. You can go there and click on the episodes link. I will have that show up. It's all right. It's up.
Yeah, it's there.
By the time this show makes air, that show will be ready to go.
Now, this show has, and the one beforehand, took a ton of production because we went out of our way to make sure that every single riff is here for you to listen to.
Yeah.
Now, a guitar riff. This is not a show where we're going to find pieces of music that are, listen to us, we're the Rock School guys, we know bands that you don't know. Huh. These are riffs that everybody will know.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
These are, I mean, when you hear them, 2 seconds in, you'll go, oh, that's
I know
a
that.
Great riff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, great riff. So you ready to go?
Yes.
We begin. Number 49. Chris Britton played it. Everybody knows it from 1966. This was originally done by a group called the Wild Ones. Nobody knows it. The Troggs. That's what everybody knows. Wild Thing. Rock School.
Wild Thing. You make my heart sing.
Come on.
Wild Thing.
Yeah. My nickname in college.
Oh, yeah, sure it was.
You don't know.
Let me let you in on a little piece of radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no, you don't have to.
There is nothing more repulsive than a disc jockey who puts a cheese cracker into his mouth, turns to the CD player, and realizes he has 8 seconds to go before he has to go on the air, and then has to pull a saliva-wet cheese cracker out of his mouth.
I'm hungry.
Ew, Chad. Ew.
I didn't eat lunch.
These are the 100 greatest guitar riffs of all time. That was number 49. This is number 48. John Kay and Steppenwolf, you know it, Born to be Wild. Number 47 comes from Howard Leese. This is Heart Barracuda. Dive in there. Love that dive. Number 46 is played by a guy named John Carlisi. Now, most people don't know the guitarist, but you know the band, 38 Special. Hold on loosely. reminds me of when I was like 13, 14, 15 years old, sitting on the edge of my bed with a record player and my brand new electric guitar in my hand, learning every single one of these. And number 45, since I'm from Cleveland and this guy is an Ohio guy, this one drove me up a tree until I finally got it. And once I got it, I thought I was the guitarist of the year.
And you've never stopped.
Rick Derringer, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
Number 40. Why you came into studio humming that song a while ago?
Isn't that wonderful? I'd love that tune. Number 44 of the 100 greatest guitar riffs of all time, Paul Kossoff from the group Free. All right, now. Good one. That's a really good one.
Good.
Here's the one we're going to play from Tres Hombres. This comes back from 1973 from the album Chicken Ranch. Billy Gibbons gives it to us. This guy's another riff machine. Every single hit is a riff that everybody knows, but this one comes in at 43 on our list at least. ZZ Top, LaGrange Rock School.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town, about the shack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go.
You know, I made a mistake.
Oh.
I made a mistake.
Oh.
I know. Breaks
Elizabeth,
your heart, doesn't it?
I'm coming to join you.
I said it was from the album The Chicken Ranch. I read my notes wrong. It's from the album Tres Hombres. LaGrange is about the Chicken Ranch.
So
Oops.
While you're on the interweb
Oops.
Right now, getting ready to send us a nice hate mail, Burns, you're wrong.
And I knew it. I own the album. I
he
have Tres Hombres.
He caught it.
Oopy doopy. These are the 100 greatest guitar riffs of all time. We are in the top 50. If you want to hear the bottom 50, iTunes or the website. You ready? Number 42. This one comes from Leslie West, Mountain, Mississippi, Queen. Oh, the song's gone. I thought I'd be there. Number 41. This is by Frankie Sullivan. And you know what? I might catch heck for putting this one on there. Nobody knows who Frankie Sullivan is. You know the group Survivor. Laugh if you will. But every single time this comes on the radio, you listen to it.
And you throw punches to the air.
And you either throw punches or you put your hand in the guitar. This is a great guitar riff. Eye of the Tiger. Great. I don't care what you say. That's great.
Somebody's telling you it's not.
That's just, yes, you bet. There's some audience people out there going, oh man, that doesn't belong in the greatest guitar riffs of all. Yes, it does. I know it was a Rocky film, and I know it's become a punchline, but that is a great guitar riff.
You get no argument from me.
Number
calm down.
I'm sorry. Back to the grunge. Soundgarden breaks us into the 40s. Spoon Man. Beautiful.
That's a good
beautiful. 39, Cream, Eric Clapton, Crossroads. If you get a chance, this number 38 is from Metallica. If you get a chance to see the classic albums thing that runs on VH1 Classic on the Black Album, watch the whole section on Enter Sandman and see what the riff originally was, what it then became, what it then became, and then what it finally becomes on the album.
Wow, I didn't realize that it took so many times.
It went through two or three incarnations till it finally became the riff, which we have at number 38. This is Enter Sandman. And it's better. I'm telling you what, it's better. Because normally you think, the first one out of the gate's better. They made it better. Mm. It's best when it hits the album. Mm. Number 37 from Van Halen 1. This is, if you bought the first Van Halen album and you put the needle down, this is the first one you heard. This is your introduction to Ed, Running with the Devil. Beautiful. Number 36, here's the one we're going to play. It's from the 1980 album British Steel, and it's from two guys that brought along the second wave of British heavy metal. Glenn Tipton, KK Downing, Breaking the Law, Breaking the Law, Breaking the Law, Rock School.
You will? You'll do both?
Welcome to the world of radio. I didn't know he had my microphone.
You'll do both?
I'll do both. We were talking about who would do the... Who would do the affiliate discussions? And Chad needs a couple seconds to change out the CDs, ladies and gentlemen. So,
you know what? We make no bones about it. You know, we screw up sometimes. It happens.
I'm going to do both. Hello, KLSU on the campus of Louisiana State University. And hello to Radio Universidad over in Salamanca, Spain. And, of course, you can always catch us on iTunes. And make sure you subscribe because we give it away for free. See, I did both just as I screamed into the microphone before this break. Stand back. When professional radio people get started, we never stop. Are you ready over there?
Yep.
Are we done? It's time to go to a break. We'll be back in a minute on Rock School.
See, you didn't hear my screw up. It was off mic.
Yeah, Chad was handing me the wrong CD. Had he put that in, it would have been very, very bad.
Yeah, we would have had to start over.
These are the top 100... Actually, these are the top two worst disc jockeys. But the show is the top 100 guitar riffs of all times, and we are to number 50 or 30... Wow.
Wow.
I quit. Somebody... Yeah. Get a disc jockey in here who knows what he's doing.
We were doing so well.
No, we weren't. This is number 35, ladies and gentlemen. He of the square guitar, Bo Diddley. That's the original hand jive for you. Number 34, Billy Squier. Man, I loved Billy Squier. Every guitarist wants to, you know, when they join a band and they think they're going to, you know, become the rhythm guitarist for Van Halen or what have you. Mm-hmm. I never really thought I was going to join Van Halen. Do you know who really I thought I was going to join?
Who?
The Billy Squier Band.
Oh.
That's really when I was like 16. I'm going to join the Billy Squier Band. And I thought it because I could play this riff note for note the whole way through the song. Everybody Wants You.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
When you learned how to play that, you didn't be like, I need snapping fingers. Give me some snapping fingers. Because it has snapping fingers at the beginning. You didn't do that, did you?
The band I was in college named Theory, the lead singer who stepped up to the mic, he went next to the microphone.
Oh,
honest to goodness. Number 33 is actually played by David Bowie, Rebel Rebel.
Thank you.
The riff at number 32 has given guitarists fits. It's from Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page. It is in a weird time signature. It seems to stop and start where it shouldn't stop and start. Number 32, Black Dog. Number 31, maybe the greatest four chords of the 1990s. Kurt Cobain, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Number 30 on our... Oh, I love that. Don't you love the harmonics ring out of that thing? Number 30 on our top 100 greatest guitar riffs of all time, Lonesome Dave Privat, A Fog Hat Slow Ride.
Did you hear how that that hi-hat was going back and forth from channel to channel?
I know. We're awesome. In headphones. I hope people listen to a lot of these on a good sound system. In their car is the best way to do it. But it's so the next time this show's running, go out and get your car. Number 29, we're into the 20s, and we're doing well because we have a lot of songs later on that I want to play the whole thing. Number 29, a lot of people think, it's going to be by the Guess Who, a lot of people think Burton Cummings plays the guitar riffs on a lot of these. He doesn't, especially these earlier ones. They're played by Randy Bachman, as in Bachman Turner Overdrive. This one especially, American Woman. And you know, when I was putting this list together, I know, isn't that great?
I just want to listen to all of them.
When I'm putting the list together, and I was at 29, I had American Woman on there, and I'm thinking about what could come next. Since I saw Randy Bachman had actually laid down the track for American Woman, I thought, does Bachman Turner Overdrive have any riffs that should be on this list?
Why, yes, they do.
Well, you know they do. Number 28, Roll On Down the Highway. We rented a truck. And we go, oh, I love that tune. Number 27, this is the one we're going to play. From the 1985 album Brothers in Arms. Number 27 on the top 100 riffs of all times. You know what I want?
What?
I want my MTV. It's Money for Nothing. Mark Knopfler plays it. Dire Straits. Rock School. Money for Nothing on Rock School as we do the top 100 guitar riffs of all time. Hey, welcome to the bottom of the hour.
Welcome.
Where we take a little bit of time and we tell you something that happened this entire week. One thing on each day all the way through Monday, the 30th of March, through Sunday, the 5th. And by the way, my wife's birthday falls this week.
Very nice.
And she gave me the lie. She gave me the lie. Did your wife give you the lie?
I don't want anything.
That's right.
Have to get me anything.
That's right. She gave me the lie.
That's right. C-R-A capital P.
That's right. We have been married for 20 years. Don't buy me anything.
Whatever.
Lie. I believe we have a music bed here.
That's right.
Go ahead.
And for those of you who don't know, Doc was doing what's known as stalling.
Yes, because he had to put in
bed music.
Just to let you know how radio works. So what do we got here?
Clips of Dover.
Lovely. If you're not kidding, we have Monday, ladies and gentlemen.
Monday, March 30th in 1991, the Eurythmics' Greatest Hits album sells more copies than the next six competitors on the album's chart combined.
I don't even own a Eurythmics album, do you?
No.
No, well, we had nothing to do with that. On this date, March 31st, that's a Tuesday here, but way back when, in 1967, Jimi Hendrix sets fire to his guitar on stage for the first time at the start of a tour of England.
Awesome. On April Fool's Day in 1985, David Lee Roth leaves Van Halen to pursue a solo career, and you
and
were
I
never
cried.
The same.
I bet you did. Right, I really did. April 2nd, back in 1974, a British pirate radio station by the name of Piccadilly Radio goes on the air. I applied.
Did you know?
I did. I really did. I applied.
On April 3rd, 1959, the BBC bans the coaster song Charlie Brown because it contained the word spitball.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, the BBC changed its position on the song.
Honest to goodness. April 4th, 1964, the Beatles, dig this,
what?
Held the top 5 places on the singles chart.
What?
Furthermore, they also held numbers 31, 41, 46, 58, 65, 68, and 79.
Good night. No wonder John Lennon said they were bigger than Jesus.
On April 5th in 1993, construction began on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio.
And
that's
Ohio.
70 seconds. Number 26 on the greatest 100 guitar riffs of all time, Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues. Now we start getting into the ones, we're in the top 25. Now we start getting into the songs that people are going to say, oh, that should have been higher. That should have been higher.
You know what?
Yeah? Write us. Write us. You don't like it? Write us.
Please.
Tell us what you think. Keith Richards comes in at 25. Rolling Stones, Brown Sugar. Number 24.
I love the intro to that. I love it.
So do I. One of the greatest riffs of all time. But still, it's only 25. George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers at number 24. Bad to the Bone. Oh, isn't that a great sound? Number 23.
You don't want to mess with somebody whose guitar sounds like that. You don't.
Well, it's done with a slide, too.
That's
why you get that real crisp knife edge sound. He gets it with a slide. Number 23 is by a guy named Milton Barre, knocking down on one of these new Hamer guitars at the time. Jethro Tull is who he played for. Aqualung. Yeah, nice and short. Number 22, Edgar Winter. Is it Edgar Winter playing it? Nope. One of my heroes, Rick Derringer, Frankenstein. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. At number 21, we have a keyboardist, Elton John. But Elton John had a fantastic guitarist playing for him. His name was Davy Johnston, or I've also heard it pronounced Johnstone, but that I think would be inside of a Flintstones episode. Number 21, Saturday Night's All Right for Fightin'. Didn't know one guitarist that couldn't rip through it. Fantastic piece of music. Number 20, ladies and gentlemen, from the album Back in Black. Angus Young, the schoolboy, steps forward, plays 3 chords, and the world knows it. Back in Black on Rock School. Brilliant. AC/DC, Back in Black at number 20. as we get through the top 100 guitar riffs of all times. Let's get into the top 10. What do you say?
Okay.
Before we take a break, into
not
the top
problem,
10.
Not a problem.
Number 19, Ozzy Osbourne, the guitarist, Randy Rhoads, Crazy Train. Great knife edge sound he's got out of that. Number 18 comes from a guitarist by the name of Hilton Valentine. How about that? The Animals, House of the Rising Sun. One of my favorites at number 17, Neil Young, a real riff master in his own right, Cinnamon Girl. Play that one on Old Black.
I've been playing that song for the last couple of days. We just got finished doing promos for this year's Jazz Fest. He's going to be featured
in
the lineup, and that's the song that we use for the promo.
Oh, beautiful. Man, that's a great piece of music. Sweet Home, Alabama. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Gary Rosington played it. They come in at number 16. One of my favorite bands of all time.
I gotta be honest with you. This is where our differences of opinion comes in. I'd have put that in the top five.
Oh, really?
I really would have. Just because I know that everybody knows it.
I think so, yeah. Here's one that somebody's going to go, really? Really?
Okay.
But one of my favorite bands. If I had to pick three bands that are my favorite, Van Halen would be in there. This might be number two, maybe number three. Steely Dan. Unbelievable riff. One of the greats. Josie. This is where somebody writes the email and says, stop doing self-serving things. Play real well-known riffs. Okay.
All right.
Number 14, Iron Butterfly, Inagata De Vida. You know how that's a really good riff?
Tell me.
You can play it with one finger.
Oh, cool.
You really can. Joe Perry, they call him the Riff Master. Number 13, Lucky 13, Walk This Way. I love that old 1970s distortion that's on it. They get it out of the amplifier.
Yep.
Love that.
Yep.
David Gilmour, Pink Floyd, come in at number 12. Run Like Hell. Number 11, Jimi Hendrix and the Experience. Number 11, Purple Haze.
Mistaken. I believe we're now in the top 10.
I'm sorry. I kept going with Purple.
Hello.
Haze.
Got a radio show
sorry,
to do.
My apologies. Number 10. We're there. / Guns N' Roses. You had to know this one was coming. Sweet Child of Mine. what fits. What fits? That thing is an absolute finger twister. What fits that thing is? You want to play one?
Yeah.
Number nine, ladies and gentlemen, Dave Davies from 1964. Van Halen covered it. I'm not sure it's better.
The Kinks.
I'm not sure it's better. The Kinks, you really got me. Rock School. Are you doing the Van
Halen
outro?
Did the Kinks not do that?
You're doing the Van Halen outro, man. This is Rock School. My name is Joe Burns. Who are you?
I'm Chad P.
We are doing the top 100 guitar riffs of all time. You just heard number 9. 8 more to go. We're going to easily get them in there. What do you think's number 1? Huh? Can I see a show of hands? What do you think's number 1? I think somebody there knows it. KSCL Shreveport, thank you so much for running Rock School. And WESU Middletown, Connecticut, thank you for running Rock School. iTunes, of course. Make sure you subscribe. The computer thingy... really cool. We give it away for free, and we might be overcharging. Back in a minute, Rock School. Ah, yes. Professional radio done while you wait.
You know, it happens.
Oh, yeah. This is
don't
Rock
worry
School.
About it.
This is Rock School, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, 8 more to go of the greatest guitar riffs of all times, according to us.
Yep.
We too. We over here, right here in the radio station. Number 8, ladies and gentlemen, comes from Led Zeppelin. Jimmy Page came up with it. I know there's a million Led Zeppelin songs. I know they're all great riffs. I get it. But Heartbreaker is so brilliant. Do you know why it's brilliant?
Tell me.
Because it's simple. I know Stairway to Heaven's a great riff, but it's complicated. It's a complicated riff. It takes finger picking. It takes great left hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's just brilliant.
That's right, because it's simple, like you said.
It is.
You don't have to get all Yngwie Malmsteen.
Yeah,
how about that name drop?
There you go.
You don't have to do that to make a good riff.
That's true. But they can be very difficult. You want one that's gosh darn difficult?
Yes.
Here's number 7, Chuck Berry. This guy can play. Johnny, be good.
I like Michael J. Fox's version better in Back to the Future.
No, you don't. Number 6, Black Sabbath. You know who I am?
Who?
I'm Iron Man.
We're all in trouble if you decide to become a superhero. Iron Man.
I'm over here.
Look
see the
at
red
me.
Suit? Number 5, Roy Orbison's got it. Oh, Pretty Woman. Again, I'm not sure Van Halen did it better. I'm not sure. Number 4, I told you there'd be better Eric Clapton up the road. Derek and the Dominoes, Layla. Okay, what are you going to do when they get around? Love it, love it. Number 3, this is the one we're going to play from 1968's Disraeli Gears. You're going to play another Eric Clapton? Well, technically, yes. Eric Clapton's going to play it, but Jack Bruce, the bassist, wrote it from The Sunshine of Your Love on Rock School. We'll be right back. You know it yet? Do you know it yet? Have you made your pick? Do you know what number one is of
my
the top 100
one, my
guitar?
My number one was like in the 15s.
Was it really?
Yeah.
No. See, I picked number one immediately. When I put this list together, number one was picked immediately. The rest of it was just gotta get to number one. I had number one straight away.
Okay.
I actually had number two straight away as well from the album Out of Our Heads from 1965. Keith Richards said he came up with the riff waking up out of a dream, took his little recorder, hit record and play, sung the riff, and then fell asleep. So he has a cassette tape of himself singing the riff for about 30 seconds and then 40 minutes of him snoring. Really? Satisfaction. Wake up, man. Run the board. Hey, that's a riff. That's a riff right there. We're there. We have arrived, and we're on time, believe it or not. Ladies and gentlemen, number one of the 100 greatest riffs of all time, at least according to us, from the 1972 album Machine Head, Ritchie Blackmore, Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. Everybody knows it, everybody tries to play it, and here it is. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed.